All right. Next up.
Oh, gosh.
You want to do this one? You can.
Next up, from Staten Island, New York, it's Lucky Witch and the Righteous Ghost.
Constantine dug ditches for the man. He tries for gold, but he'll only be a silver. Sweating in the heat while mosquitoes eat his flesh. He wants to marry, but she doesn't need a man. Alexander sells Hoover's door to door.
Again, I tried to do an art review. I'm reminded of Paco del Stenco, and I just imagined myself in the context of this song. And I wrote, in a practice space in New York, a band launches into a throaty blues lament, repeatedly stabbed by a thrift store Ray Manzarek, while a fuzz-drenched guitar chops out a heavy, crunchy requiem. The assembled throng is transfixed. Thank you. That is
interesting.
Chumpy performing his review. I like this song quite a bit. Like the thrift store Ray Manzarek is like the Omicron used like in Riders on the Storm, right? So this track kind of reminds me a bit of The Doors. I think it's is that Brooke singing? Is that Brooke singing? Oh yeah, it's bluesy and nice, and it matches well with the fuzzy guitar and the sharp, spicy Omnichord, which I think can sound like a little bit like an electric piano, and it works. I think it works together to form a Doorsy kind of thing here.
We definitely do adore The Doors, that's for sure. I have a great story of... I'm not the biggest fan of live performances sometimes, but one time we were doing a show at a place called Wonderville, this great arcade here in the city, and we started doing our sound check. And in our sound check, we did Break On Through by The Doors. And we just ripped through it for sound check. And then we stopped at the end and we turned to the sound guy and went, so, you know, how was sound check? And our audience looked to us and went, that was sound check? And that's when we knew we had them.
Nice.
Well, so that's probably my favorite live performance we've ever done.
Cool. Well, I do love this loungy witch song. Constantine digs witches for them. Yeah, so no, I'm sorry. I'm just waiting for that take on it. But I think this is an awesome song. I think it has this weird paranoid energy that is kind of like driving and captivating. And it's like, it drags you into the song right away, which is fantastic. The verses get going and you're like inside it, and the change up in the chorus is so good too. What about that? I'm gonna have to figure out what you do and steal it for a song or two, because I don't think you move from minor to major. I think you maybe switch a key or something into the chorus. It's extraordinary. And of course,
I don't think we switch keys.
Sound.
Yeah, I don't think we switched keys. I think that Brooks tried to stay very much so in key, which is a little unusual for us some days.
Okay. Well, it's great. Whatever happens, I'm going to steal it. And the vocal performance is excellent. I'm really all in on this song. And I do love the use of the Omnichord, which isn't really known for blending in, but it blends in really well for this song. And how did you feel about the Omnichord on this one, Chumpy?
I liked it, man. I thought it sounded like a Rhodes, or, you know, used in that similar context. Usually the Omnichord is like at full volume and it just like takes a huge amount of space in the spectrum. It's just like, whoa, I think it's just because, you know, it's not what I would call a nuanced instrument. Like, it doesn't have any degree of volume control, but it like totally works here.
Yeah. And we're never like, I wonder what that sound is in the song. Yeah, it's very distinctive.
Definitely when it comes to Brooks and her style of Omnichord playing, because Brooks and I both play Omnichord very differently. So she definitely loves getting all the brightness she can out of the Omnicord, and it does sometimes make it very full. But this time, we got a very good mix that was able to put the Omnicord in with the rest of the band. And it's a very interesting song for us. It came together in a weird way because Brooks is an amateur genealogist, and she decided that she was going to look at my genealogy and then take and make a fictionalized story about some of my ancestors. And then she approached this to me, and I went, "Huh?" Like, but then we started doing the song, and Jay, who's our drummer, and I really got into like a groove with it. And next thing you know, I was just like, "Look, we're gonna run with this," and it became a lot of fun, and we're really enjoying the song a lot. And I think that we're gonna put it on our next album too.
So. Nice.
Good. Yeah.